Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Thursday, October 26th, 2023, and I have the honor to have Professor James Spetzer on and the honor to have Professor Joe on. With that said, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Professor James Spetzer. Tell us what the latest is, Jim.
Well, Stu, there's a hell of a lot going on both domestically and internationally, especially in Israel, obviously. We have had the election of what appears to be an excellent Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, regarded as a champion of our republic. He is a pro-Trumper. He believes the election was stolen. He believes January 6th was fraudulent. He appears to be highly confident. I would describe him as like Jim Jordan with tact and diplomacy. I think he's tremendous. He appears to have a backbone of steel. He cannot be kicked around. Here's a consideration, too. The Democrats want to get rid of Biden and Harris both. Well, second in line, if Biden were to go after Harris as the Speaker of the House, this guy actually appears to be qualified to serve as President of the United States. So there are a whole lot of reasons to be overjoyed with his selection, which was where he received the unanimous vote of the Republican Party. Now, it is true that his first act is confirming a statement of support for Israel, but a statement of support is one thing. Sending endless quantities of money is another. He appears to be opposed to funding these foreign wars, and I believe he will not support any of it unless there's meticulous accounting, which has not occurred in relation to Ukraine as yet. And with a Biden admin wants to send another $105 billion, dividing it between Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, where they're making and appear to have adopted the absurd re-election strategy of fighting wars on three fronts simultaneously. Scott Ritter is with the quietus to that. He's observed that there was a time, decades and decades ago, when the United States policy was and could be capable of fighting 2.5 wars. Today, he observed, we could not fight even one. So I regard this as a major development. There's a lot going on in relation to Israel that is quite outrageous and profoundly disturbing, let me add. We have an American general, a three-star general, sent there to conduct simultaneous operations not only against Hamas, but also Hezbollah, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran. That is outrageous. We also have reports that Israel is deliberately attacking bakeries in Gaza. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General has declared that they're committing war crimes in Gaza, which has them upset to the point they're calling for his resignation, which is simply absurd. But we have the plan to flood the Hamas tunnels with nerve gas. And it appears Delta Force is going to be used to do this. Israel has a policy of using American troops to fight their wars. In 1990, Bibi Netanyahu, the president, PM, explained to a group in Hebrew, but it was overheard and translated, that America is the golden calf. We're going to suck it dry and then cut it into pieces and destroy it, because that's what we do with countries we hate. If we use nerve gas in the Gaza tunnels, it will be a black blot on America that we can never overcome. The whole world will justifiably turn against America and would have every right to destroy our government, bar none, my take.
Joe, you want to add to that?
Yeah. Dr. Professor hit every nail on the head. Perfectly said. Perfectly analyzed. The only thing that I would add to it is an event that has already occurred.
Go ahead.
King, Delta Force and Israeli Special Forces went in to do tunnel work. They got chewed up. And because Dr. Fesser is an ex-Marine officer, he knows the costliness of urban warfare. Every room has to be cleaned out. because if the enemy gets behind you, it just takes a sniper to hold down an entire platoon. And the cost will be great for the IDF. So this insanity that is going on in the Gaza, the spill-off will be, what are you going to do with all these Palestinians that have no home? They've already said it. Israel has said it. Egypt has said it. They're going to come here in Europe. So go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but they're not even hiding that the Israelis control America. We got our Secretary of State being recognized as a member of the Israeli Defense Force, as Colonel McGregor has reported. He's also observed the fighting because of all the rubble from all the destruction would be very, very difficult, and that Israel has, in essence, given the Hamas an advantage by destroying so much of their building, giving them plenty of firing fights. But when you have the idea of using nerve gas in the tunnels, honest to God, this is a war crime. This is so blatant, I swear to God. The world is going to hold America in contempt forevermore. If we thought the opposition of the world to the United States was bad in the past, you have no idea what's going to happen should this occur. There will be attacks. The American ships in the Mediterranean will be sunk. There will be a massive invasion of Israel by Arab and Muslim forces. They will not allow this to stand. They will not.
Now, Jim, you know, you're an ex-Marine. I'm an ex-Marine. You were an officer. I was in the reserves. But I was a Lance Corporal. I worked for the commanding officer. I was 0151 Remington Raider. I worked for the commanding officer, the captain of the reserves, like you were a captain. I tell you what, if they invade America, they're going to die. I will kill anything that moves in America that doesn't belong here. I think there's a high probability we're going to be invaded. We have what?
Yeah.
5 million? We have 5 million Chinese here. Professor Joe sent me the links and the videos too. 5 million Chinese. We got 100,000 Chinese and 100,000 Russians on the northern border of America, along the Canadian border, and along the south border, the Mexican border. What the hell is all this about? Are we getting ready to be screwed, Jim?
Stu, this is not new news. This border invasion has been taking place massively. Look, I think what's happened is when you don't have a real president, Biden's just a stooge. They're allowing the heads of the various departments, the Secretary of Homeland Security, of State, the Attorney General, to run their own shop. They are all Zionist Jews. And when Anthony Blinken went to visit with the President of Turkey, he was dumbfounded when Blinken said he comes as a Jew, not as an American official. They are being open and blatant about it. Remember, every member of Congress is asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even the interests of the United States. It's stunning, it's outrageous, but they do it. I do not believe our new speaker, in spite of what I take to be his virtues, which are enormous, could have had any alternative but to pass a statement expressing the support of the United States for Israel. When it comes to sending money and troops, that's another matter. The fact that Biden's already doing this, in my opinion, is outrageous and unconstitutional. They must all be arrested, rounded up, prosecuted, and suffer the ultimate penalty for their treason.
Hung from trees. Hung from trees at the White House. That's their punishment. Hang them from the trees for sedition. Treason, sedition. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I want Joel's comments on this.
You said it, Jim. You said it. what is the organizing influence of American politics? It is the Jews. That's who runs it. And they are acting in Israel's interest around the world. And they don't care who goes down or is destroyed.
No.
They are destroying this American culture. Jim has said it correctly. And how that's going to get the people to wake up, I don't know.
You know, Jim,
they've imposed a siege on Gaza. They've got electricity, water, food. It's absolutely incredible. By cutting off electricity, they shut off incubators in hospital. About 50 Palestinian babies died as a consequence. By cutting off water and food, they're trying to starve the population. Remember the rule of three. Trees. Americans or human beings can exist for 3 minutes without air, for 3 days without water, for 3 weeks without food. This is absurd. This is savage. This is inhumane. This is a grotesque crime against humanity. I'm proud that the United Nations Secretary General has called it out. He needed to do that. It's manifest, and it's only going to get worse. I find this incredible that I believe Israel has overplayed its hand and Israel is not going to survive this wanton act of savagery, this sadistic murder. I mean, don't Palestinians' lives matter? To paraphrase, BLM is on the side of the Palestinians, one good thing they have ever done. But just to paraphrase their slogan, don't Palestinian lives matter? Palestinian lives matter. And the United States is just betraying every principle for which it pretends to stand. This is the greatest act of hypocrisy in American history.
You know, Jim, real quick, if I may. When I was in the Marine Corps boot camp, San Diego, right next to the airport, we used to go to the chow line, part of our training. Kill a gook for God, aye aye, sir, because Vietnam War was still on. I wish they retrained us. Kill a Jew for God, aye aye, sir. With that said, go ahead, Joe.
Well, what Jim was saying is it's blatant. This is absolute 110% genocide of a group of people. And Jim is absolutely correct. The blowback on this is going to be horrendous, horrendous. And who will pay the penalty for it? The average American, the average Englishman, German, French. And it is absolutely wasting Western civilization. Now up in the Sweden and Malmo, on a nightly basis, there are grenade attacks and full automatic weapon fire between these different Middle East and African gangs. It's horrible.
I don't think it can be allowed to happen. Both Russia and China have declared their support for a Palestinian state. And in fact, Putin has even said that those who are promoting the New World Order are legitimate military targets, because this is an act of treason on the nations of the world. That's a remarkable statement. I believe if this is about to happen, and you can count on Russian and Chinese intelligence, not to mention Iranian, to be completely accurate and current, I think Russia and China and Iran are going to have to intervene. I don't see a way around it. And by the way, now, just to complete their savage assault to starve the people in Gaza, they're deliberately attacking bakeries. I mean, this is just so offensive. This is so outrageous. It's just incredible.
Go ahead, Joel.
No, Jim is saying it exactly right. But at this point, I would add this. Is this going to spin out of control? Because then it's going to be coming nuke warfare. And what does that mean?
It means insanity. I'm going to tell the audience right here, my father was a vice president of Bendix. They built the nukes in Kansas City. I know all about that stuff. And I asked him in his latter days of life, he never told me. Super Spookos Johnson told me everything. Sat across the living room from my father in his own home and talked about all the toys he built. If we go to nuclear warfare, two-thirds of mankind is going to die. We're going to all die. Two-thirds. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I think you got it right. I think we're in a hell of a situation, and the United States cannot save the world. The United States is the problem here today. The worst problem, as big a problem as Israel. Totally outrageous that this is taking place. A betrayal of everything for which this nation claims to stand. I am astonished.
I'm in agreement with you, Jim. Joe?
Well, this leaves the question, is there any sanity left in the leadership of Israel? Do they realize, they think we'll control the situation, but maybe not. Maybe they will lose control.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Stu, those are the key developments in the world today, and it's outrageous. Now, there are other efforts going on behind the scene here in the U.S. and turning to try to move forward the Great Reset. But listen, Scott Ritter has been calling it out again and again and again. And as I said, he pointed out the Biden re-election strategy appears to be fight for three wars simultaneously when we can't even fight one. We can't do anything in Ukraine. The Russians have already defeated Ukraine. It turns out the Ukrainians tried to poison 50 Russian pilots using a cake when they were having a graduation celebration, but it was unearthed. That's not going to endear them to the Russians. Other efforts are taking place. In my opinion, we're at the verge where Israel is going to go down. And remember, they have threatened that if they are going to go down, they are going to take the rest of the world with them. That's the kind of humane nation we're talking about. They're willing to destroy all of humanity if they fear that they themselves are going to lose their position. Well, they believe, and this is absolutely rock solid, they believe on theological grounds that they are God's chosen people and that they are entitled to take these actions because that is God's will, and therefore they feel no disposition to accommodate man's law. Man's law means nothing to them. They're acting on the basis of God's law. It is as disgusting as it gets.
Now, Joe, I want you to add to that because we've talked about dispensationalism on several of our programs. Go ahead.
Well, it's very simple. First, most important, everything that Jim is saying right now is right on target. Because that is their motivation. We are the chosen. And what Jim is talking about is called the Samson option of where we're going to go down and we're going to take you with us with nukes. They do have the nukes. But what Jim is also adding on to this is their theological side. And that gets into another deep subject, which I won't comment on, but to only say Jim has analyzed it exactly. That is their central motivation. They are akin to what we call Torah law, not man's law, and that's what governs them, and that's how they're going to react, and that's what they're going to do.
Go ahead, Jim.
Jim? We've said it all, my friend. We've said it all.
I think you've said it all except for one thing. If I were in the Marine Corps today, I was standing in line at chow line at boot camp, I'd be saying, kill a Jew for God instead of kill a Gook for God. But there's more to be said here. We are at World War III right now. We are there. Now, Joe, you provided me with videotaped evidence of 5 million Chinese in the United States right now. That's on StuWeb.com on breaking news. Talk about that for a minute. We have 5 million Chinese troops came in illegally into the United States. We have 100,000 on the northern border, Canadian border, 100,000 on the southern border of Mexico, Chinese troops. Now we got 100,000 each of Russian troops on the northern border, Canadian border, and the southern border. What the hell are we getting ready to happen? Joe, you want to explain that?
Well, let me first check with Jim here. Did you want to stay on, Jim, or did you want to get off?
I have to depart here, but I can stay for 5 more minutes.
And I apologize, okay, folks, for I overslept. I should have had the show earlier. We would have had an hour, but we got 20 minutes now, but go ahead, Joe. I mean, Joe, yes.
Well, it's what Jim is saying. There is a central organizing influence. It is the Jewish influence in American politics. That is what is dictating everything right now. And where this is going to lead us is, I think, with the Jewish influence, as Jim said, they are not following man's law. They are following their Torah law. And they react from that point. Regardless of what the consequences are, they're going to react from that point of view. Because that's what rules them. That's what rules Israel. So, what's going to happen? Well, my bet is that if this takes off, and everybody watch, if this takes off, it will be a nuke kind of thing that will happen, and it will spiral out of control.
If we get nuked and we set off nukes, let me tell you folks something about nukes that I know and my father never told me. He made them. Kansas City. They can change the yield, it's called. Change the yield on the nukes in midair. So all of a sudden the nuke instead explodes and hits Kansas City, Missouri. The nuke goes so big it hits the United States and it wipes out the whole United States in midair. We're going to have a nuclear attack in exchange. In my own opinion and belief, that is going to happen. And it's going to be terrific. What's going to happen to the entire planet? More than 2/3 of the people are going to be killed because of this war in Israel. 2/3 of the planet are going to die. Now, Joe, one quick question. Isn't this what they are planning, about 2/3 of the population dead on the planet before end times?
Well, the only thing I can say about that is that if you want to get into the religious kind of thing, I don't think that's God's will. That's man's will.
It's not God's will. I'm in agreement with you. Now, Jim, what else besides World War III are we sitting at? What do we need to do pertaining to change things in America? How can we change something before we end up in World War III? Is there a possibility, Jim or Joe?
That was my opening statement. We got a new Speaker of the House who can do a lot of good for this country. He's pro-Trump. He's anti-reparations. He's a non-interventionist. He believes the election was stolen. He thinks January 6th was a sham. That's the greatest source of light and hope we've had in ages, and I'm very glad it's happened.
But what can we do as Americans to put so much pressure?
That, my friend. I gotta go, friend. It's always a pleasure. Always.
Okay, Jim, I understand. I apologize. I apologize. Joe, stay with me. Jim, thank you. Joe.
See you later, Jim.
Joe, what can we do to change America? How much pressure can we put on this new, or the United States government? Calling the White House, calling the Congress. How much pressure can we put on them And what can we do, in your opinion, to possibly change this political scene? Is there anything?
This is where, unfortunately, you know, it's too much. What can I say? The cavalry is not coming. The cavalry is not coming.
We are the cavalry, the American people. So what are we going to do?
So that's the point. Let's take a scenario. What can Stu Webb do?
Go out there with the gun and shoot the bastards as they invade us?
Now be realistic. What can Stu do today?
Pressure on the Congress and the Senate and the presidency, with the American people's voice hitting them right in the head. That helps, I think. That's the reason I do this. Go ahead,
no,
Joe.
Now, let's hold that up. In realistic thinking, once we get off the phone right now, what is Stu going to do?
I'll be posting this radio show here shortly and doing another one.
Okay. So in other words, it comes down to the only tool that we have left to us is the informational war, because this is what it is. And that is what you're doing, what I am doing, is an informational war. And really, realistically, that's about all we can do.
Until the enemy shows up, start shooting them.
Well, that is a prognostication. It could be correct or it could be incorrect, but it comes down onto the side that it is correct. And so what do? store up a bunch of ammunition, because you're going to need it.
Yep. Grease the guns.
And
clean
keep
the guns.
On doing what you're doing, keeping people informed, making calls to your congressman, writing notes to your congressman, and that's what we can do. So the question was, what can we do? Do we go out and form militias and all of that stuff? No, because that's been tried.
The militia's already formed in America. I formed a militia. Well, 1.5 million people. And there was already militias here. So we have the militias. We have the ex-military. We have those that are greased, ready, locked, and loaded. That's only part of it. The other part of it is, what can we get the average American person to do to make the change?
That is, my conclusion is, it's an informational war. And we take and make contact with friends, have little meetup groups, but stay informed, because that is a key weapon for us, the informational war.
Okay. This is regarding the bigger picture we've been talking about with Israel and World War III. Now, Joe, what else would you like to report on? Anything?
Well, I've been following a guy, or a presenter by the name of Virginkus, spelled capital B G E R K N E S, Virginkus. CJ Virginkus. Put it into your search engine and listen to his videos, because what he has done is to get into the deeper end, or the spiritual side, of this conflict. And what he said and pointed out was, at the gold juice power, if you want to call that, is the Kabbalah. And some people say this can't be true. Several years ago, I watched some rabbis put a curse on Ariel Sharon. 1 month later, Sharon was dead. And that right there told me they do have a spiritual power. And I believe, as Preston James says, it goes above there. It goes above just the Jews. There is a connection to these off-planet entities. And we call them, as we have talked about on many occasions, the fallen angels. And as you have said, and as told by you, by Otis Johnson, that, for instance, your ex-father-in-law was possessed by a fallen angel.
Leonard Millman. Yeah, they jumped out of him and into Larry Mizell, one of the 12 disciples of Satan today. Go ahead.
So the point is that is the hierarchy, and you have to keep that in mind because it is an informational war. And so when you do your reading, wherever it takes you, you want to kind of head in that direction. Because if you put the light of your understanding on it, and other people do the same thing, it puts a pressure on their, what we would call, spiritual power, which is the power of the fallen angel alien. And the counter to that is the blood of Jesus Christ.
You're correct in that. You're correct in that. Now, let me say something real quick while you're talking about this. 007 Otis Johnson, who became a good friend of mine, very good friend, worked for General Flynn. Before his death in 2017, they murdered him. I talked to him on his deathbed. Here's the point. He told me. He worked for the National Security Agency, NSA, on his computer, at his home, in his office, in his last years, because he was so intelligent. He had 3 PhDs the United States government gave him. He was a super spoke. Go in and put in 007 Otis Johnson in my internet site. You'll see what it says. Now, let's go here for a moment. He told me there's 200,000 fallen angels registered with the NSA. Aliens, they call them. The NSA calls them aliens. Alien possessed human beings. I said, then that means Donald Trump's possessed. He goes, no, Stu. I said, all the leaders of the world are possessed by fallen angels. He says, no, that's not true. He says, they're not. They are their aides. Donald Trump isn't possessed, and he's not evil. But he said, those surrounding him, they are, and they can hear their thoughts. They can read their minds, and that's how they control governments and so forth. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, now, so the point of it is that what you ask the question, what we can do. It's an informational war. Now, for myself, there's about 4 of us that are following the full moon. This connects us up to the full moon and the new moon, where we call in the blood to come in and do what it needs to do. We are called prayer warriors. So how is that going to pan out? I don't know.
Well, all we can do...
Everybody's looking for the instant cure, and I don't think it's there. That's what I have found. So the only thing you can do, or I can do, or Stu can do, is that you put one foot in front of the other and do what you can do. Stu's thing is he posts things on his internet and passes out the information. I'm part of a little group that goes out on the full moon and the new moon, prays down the blood to stay the hand of the executioner, which are the fallen angel aliens. And so that is what we can do. And how effective it will be, I don't know.
The fallen angels are what they call the aliens. And those are the ones that, should we say, let's put it this way. The devil controls the fallen angels, and Jesus Christ can stop them. Now, prayer changes everything, doesn't it, Joe?
Well, there needs to be a little correction in what you're saying.
Okay.
Number one, the word Satan is not a noun. It is really an adjective. In other words, if you take it into its Latin and then into its Hebrew, it really means adversary. So if you say Satan, you're not really hitting the nail on the head of identifying the adversary. You have to put in the factor of the fallen angels, which is in the book of Genesis, of which I have been on Stu's show on many occasions and have quoted that. It's Genesis 6. And it tells you exactly what the activity is going on. So when you do your prayer warrior thing, keep in mind that it's not a single person. It is the fallen angels. And if you buy the book, like I've said many, many, many times, Elizabeth the Prophet, who I'm not promoting, but her book, which is called The Origin of Evil. It should be The Origin of Wickedness. But The Origin of Evil is what we call the Book of Enoch. And they and her organization gave the best buy for your buck. So get that. Keep in mind about what I've said about being a prayer warrior, because at Mount Golgotha, the blood conquered. It won as the
blood of Jesus,
which is called the apostles, saw Satan. It should be the fallen angels fell from the sky like lightning from the sky. At that time, Jesus won. But how it plays out, that's another story. And that is what everybody wants to know. How's this going to... Ultimately, Jesus won. But the in-between, how many people will die? How many people will live? How many will be impoverished? How many will die in wars? That's the part that everybody wants to know, but that's the hard part to try to understand, because it has to do with man's will.
Now...
There's no quick cure, Stu.
But their intent, the evil's intent, is to destroy 2/3 of mankind very shortly. Is that about correct or not?
No. It's generally correct to say that. But specifically, it's better to say the potential is actually not 2/3, but 1/3. 1/3 of mankind will perish. What that means is there is a potentiality of this great dying, which has already happened, because what happened? They took the shot. Judy Mekovits came on and warned and said, this is what is going to happen. And those people that took the shot, unfortunately, and I'm sad to say this, in a very short time, they will be dead. And that's why you're seeing all these people and all these athletes absolutely collapsing. How do we know that? 14 billion dosages of COVID was made. 6 billion were given. That leaves 2 billion. So they've already reached the 2 billion, potentially, who will die within the next few years.
They're croaking after about 20 to 24 months average, correct?
No, well, it all depends, Stu. You can't be...
I know.
Well, I guess you can. Generally, you can say that. But specifically, I don't know. Judy Mekovits does not know. But we do know that 14 billion dosages were made, 6 billion have been given, and Judy Mekovits has said that will potentially bring about a great dying of the populace.
It's doing it now.
And it's doing it now.
We're in a world of crap, are we not?
Well, I want to say we are in a world of hurt. Because of the great suffering that is going on now. When you listen to letters of people who had their husbands, their wives, their children, their brothers, their sisters, who died a horrible death. Very, in other words, very, very painful death. from the COVID from the COVID shot. I don't want to call it a vaccination because it's not a vaccination.
It was a killer shot.
In other words, it ruins your immune system. And so there it is. So how many are going to die? Well, potentially a whole lot. And by the way, those that didn't take the shot, your potential of contacting the spike proteins is there. Because there can be a person that took two shots, three shots, four shots. You can be around them and they shed off the spike protein, which you can ingest into your body.
Yep. You can breathe it and catch it. Yeah. Just being in a Walmart, a grocery store, whatever, you can get that from the person that got the shot.
So when you say two-thirds are going to die, well, generally speaking, it seems that way. But we have to wait and see. There's no quick cure. There is no quick cure. And everybody's waiting for the cavalry to come. It's not going to come. They have people, Stu, that are lining up again to take the shots.
I know the stupidity of people because of this disinformation that is consistently cramming the American people's brain.
Well, I would add to it, Stu.
Go ahead.
And that is, as Lorraine Murray said several years ago, we are now codified and boxed in. From what? The cell phone towers. 5G apparatus. We're all boxed in.
Brainwashing.
In other words, they begin attacking the brain through microwaves. And people are being squished in their brain. Like, for instance, how to make a particular choice. So they're coming at us in all different ways. No. However, your friend Ed Slade said it very well.
The U.S. scientist. Let's explain who he was. The U.S. scientist with the aliens. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Ed Slade said, you asked him, when will Jesus come? Everybody's wondering, when is Jesus going to come? Well, the best answer that he gave that I've heard of is this: when too many people are dying. What does that tell you?
We're here.
It tells a lot. There's going to be a lot of suffering, potentially. Everybody. You, me, Jim, includes everybody. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's where we're at.
The thing we can do is keep people informed. Pass out the information. If you have the energy and the mindset to do it, become a prayer warrior. If you don't, that's okay. But try to be one of those that passes the information to your friends and your family. Because that's the number one defense against the New World Order. Is fallen angel aliens, the Khazarian Mafia, and their dark Illuminati. And by the way, there are individuals who have taken DMT, which is kind of like LSD, and they have seen into the other world. And they have seen these giant entities that look like insects. They call them praying mantises. They are called insectoids. And they come up to you and say, I want your soul, and I'm going to kill you and take it. And that means they take you to the other side. And for those of you that have the will to do it, go punch into your computer Dante and his 9 levels of hell. They are real.
Now, you've been there.
The abyss. Wait a minute, Stu.
Go ahead.
I have been to the abyss 15 times. I thought that was the end of it all because it's so horrible. No. The end of it is the big fires. And I, spiritually, I could only say those words.
Because you're a prayer warrior. You got a prayer group down there. You pray against the enemy on these satanic holidays, full moons, and everything. That's one of the ways. Go ahead.
Okay, hold off on that. What that just simply means, there are some people that are not prayer warriors. They don't want to do it. That's okay. As long as you spread this information, and the reason I'm passing this on to you, and I keep hitting the same points over and over again, because what more can be said? You've been given by people like Preston James, myself, the hierarchy as it exists. And from that you become aware, and then you begin to do your research, you begin to go and put it forward. And there is we fight not against principalities, but principalities of the air. The real fight is up in the spiritual world. And the way you do that is to become a prayer warrior. But it's okay if you don't want to, or can't, or don't have the desire to do it. So I think we should leave it at that, Stu.
Well, I'll say yes, Professor Joel. I think you said it all. We'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Thank you, sir, very much for doing this program with me.
Okay.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Bye.